Let's quickly recap what we worked on the last time we talked about worrying. I introduced you to an exercise which asks you to excessively think about a worrying thought. By setting a time frame, you practice to control and stop worrying in order to exit your repetitive thought circle. We also discussed that our current concerns and our inherent attention bias can give us a false picture of reality. It can seem as if the world revolves around the things that worry us. Our view is distorted by those negative thoughts where your attention lies. Today, we will discover what your attention is naturally drawn to. This is necessary so you can detect your patterns and intervene. Imagine this. You pick up your phone to check the time, and glancing at the screen, you see a missed call from your boss and an unread text message saying, "Are you free to talk? It is urgent." What is the first thought that came to your head? Was it, "Oh my God, something really bad must have happened?" Or, "I will call my colleague and ask them what is going on." Or, "Why did I not see this earlier? Will I get in trouble now?" You can repeat the sentence which is closest to the thought you had in mind, or just say what you thought of.